One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. This is May the 21st, 1967. Well, my friend, Howard, I'm today making some recordings for my friend, North, which I already said, who lives in state of South Dakota. This recording I'm about to start is to put on this tape. It's an old tradition, it's a family tradition. It's been handed down since my people have settled in this part of Oklahoma. I suppose as far as I can remember, I'm about the only one living, have witnessed a few of the ceremonies which I hear and how they do those things. The old big house ceremony is gone past. There's no more old people can come out and explain these ceremonies anymore and to recite them. It's the year of 1924, the last ceremony they have ever held here in the fall of year, in months of October. It lasts 12 nights. They camp around the big house that long. I was the last one living, was what we call one of the janitors in the big house ceremony. Take care of everything. They have two fars going, and there are three men janitors and three women. The big house facing east down on the woman's camp is on the south side, and the man's camp is on the north side. There are just certain persons that I remember have some of the what we call our people, some must have some kind of authority or vision, can talk and recite in one of these ceremonies as far as I have witnessed. My time, I remember, at that time there's only about four or five, the old men, and recite, and it lasted until midnight at that time. I will try to sing a few songs what I have heard. There are some of them called hunting songs, and hope you will enjoy this part of this singing. And another thing, this is an old tradition, just like I said before, has been handed down for years and years. Just like I said, those things is all the past, and there's nothing that I can really explain, only what little I have witnessed. And I hope that sometime maybe some of my people might can realize those things, you know, but they're all done gone, and the young people now, they don't have no interest very much about it anymore, you know. It's a thing of the past, as far as I can recall, but it's one of the leading ceremonies that the Delaware people had. It's been handed down years and years. And finally, when they settled in Oklahoma, and the years lapsed by, the old people have left us, deceased, and something happened that like anything else, you know. So there's nothing left now, only few things that they still carry on. For instance, like this recreation we have, what little we have here, there's not very much of that left now. I've sung in these dances here. They call the storm dance. course, that's been handed down too. I know a few of the call a woman dance and a few war dance. So I'll put them on towards the last, but the first songs I will try to sing is the Big House ceremony, and then there's another ceremony I'll put a few in there. They call it doll dance. So I'm going to try to do best I know how. This is what I hear when I recite. I'm going to try to sing it best way I know how, you know.
Oh,
thing, you know, after the hunters return, they have so many days, you know, to kind of relax. They have different ones to come in long in a day and then sing, you know. Sing about those, at Paul's face, what we call them a sing. I've seen them do that, this thing, you know. Some of them pretty songs, you know, for so many days. During the, I've forgotten now just how many days, but anyway, I think it's 2 days. During the hunting, during when the hunters out hunting, you know, and to explain that, the way I see it, it's kind of encouraging the great spirit so that these hunters can bring in this venison. And so I'm going to try to sing what little I know I hear them sing, you know, during that time when the hunters is on their way. No. anyway, I'm proud to know. And maybe Almighty God maybe blessed me for doing things like that. You know, I never thought that I'd be the only one that had left. Those things like that, you know, it's past gone. But I'm thankful to put in a few things like that in recordings on, so it'll be kept. Maybe sometime some of my people, maybe some of them up north, among those Delawares up there, if there's any of them living up there, they might can recognize it. I don't know. They might hear about it. Maybe some tribes up there might. They might hear about it. So I'm going to try to sing some of those, what I got to sing, Doll Dad Sermon. Too many of them, but I'm going to try to sing a few of what I know, what I hear. Them old people, they used to sing, you know. And after I put in a few of these, now try to put in a few of the war dance songs, what I used to hear way back there, you know. And I'm going to show you how they do, how they sing these woman. Don't then.
Yeah.
another song that I did a dance called Coon Dance, so I'm gonna try to. That goes with the Stomp Dance, you know, but probably you may hear about it, but that's what they used to do. There's still dance out yet here, you know, and I'm gonna try to sing a few of them.
Hey, how you doing?
Songs about the war dance that I hear, you know, way back a long time ago. And I'm gonna try to sing a few of them. I don't know too many of them, but I always keep that in mind. An old man, Paulie, used to learn me those songs when I was a boy. Sing those songs, that's how I come to know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
so nowadays, you just put a pile of one thing that you know. Shows all different now, you know. It ain't like what I used to see. It's kind of modern now, but that those songs is not modern. They're being handed down years, and that's why I still know them songs, and that's where I hear them. When I was a boy, I seen dance like that. Some of them old people, you know, they had a certain spiritual version, some vision about, you know, giving me dances, those days, you know, early days. And so that's only a few original war dance songs I know. And I hope that you have enjoyed them. And so, of course, it's like I say, there's a lot of things being improved, and it's a great thing too, in a way. These songs are already sung. It's been sung by old man. The old man Pauly. He was an old man when he learned me these songs. And his father, he was used to serve under General Fremont expedition way back in 1860. You know, and I used to live in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, some near there, Delaware Reservation. And when they came across and went west, well, they came down in here before they settled here. And that's what my grandpa used to talk to me about, you know. They come down this way when they opened up Santa Fe Railroad back in Colorado. So naturally, he always tell me these things like that. Now this time I'm going to record some of the things that's been still carried on. And this Native American church we have here is beauty. So I'll be able to sing a few songs, maybe that I left out when I sent to you, Howard. You know, remember I sent you tape, but still know a few more. Probably you never heard, you know. So I'm gonna try to sing them. And that's what I used to hear. Thank you.
Thank you.
through singing. I used to, when I was a boy, and with a lot of old people, and they sing that after midnight. And a lot of things, it comes up, what we call miracles, and spirit, almighty, maybe blessed us that time. That song, it's meaning a lot to our people. It's got things that goes with it in there, Grand Pole Far. And the things that goes on in there, it represents a great spirit, this Almighty. You can see, you can feel, and see what you got good spirit, you got better knowledge. Seem like you got better understanding, and you can see, and you can enjoy. Then you can help somebody, and it shows you in that far, grandpa. It shows you things that's possible. They always say it's possible. And that way, somebody having to see that make smoke. Showing up, have faith. When you have faith, make smoke. Whatever you wishes, whatever it may be, that you can receive the grant that bestowed upon us, each and every one of us, that give the sacrifice. Like this song that I got through singing. I hear that long time. My people, they say when you mean it, you can see it. It's going to show you. It's going to give you education. It's going to give you knowledge. It's going to give you understanding. And it's going to give you livelihood, things, whatever you wishes of. That song, they sing that just before daylight, after midnight. I hear, I enjoy myself singing that song. There's not very many people that understand. They may sing, or it sounds good, but the meaning, the main part of this sacrament, that we get this Holy Spirit, that's my brothers, my Osage friends, then some of them all gone now, some of them knows. That song, it's been handed down among Delaware people way back there. I used to hear old folks sing that song. So, I'm telling you, in this quoting to Howard, what little I had experienced in this sacrament. It's a great thing. That's all the things left upon our people here. Our people. That's the only thing. That's the only religion we have. And we're trying to hold it up best way we know how. It's something that's set forth here. Our old people used to tell us that. They used to tell us that this was going to be here when we all gone. You must keep it up. You must try, at least try. That's what I'm trying to do here in my home. I'm glad that I'm home. Sometime I get together some boys, have prayer service. There's a lot of those songs, there's a meaning to them. There's a lot of them can sing, but they don't know the meaning. Sing them all right, but right down to the deep part of it, it is my experience. It's something for me, and it's something for them old people. They know, they see. That's That's why I'm sitting here. Pray for me. May smoke once in your life, Jackson. I shall come. I have a lot of things to be thankful for. So I want you to know, Mr. Howard, sometime maybe we'll be both set together, pray together, sometime near future.